Hello.
Hello, is Fern Hamilton there?
Who's calling?
This is Mario from National Opinion Surveys.
Okay.
And I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential, okay?
Okay, I don't have much time. I'm driving, so be quick about it.
Yes, thank you. First, are you in a place where you could talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're...
yes, I'm driving, yes.
Okay, thank you. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible so we can really appreciate your time, okay? Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
Specifically or a raw range?
Okay. it's up to you. You want,
I'm 69.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president?
Yes, I will be voting.
Okay, would that be a definitely vote?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
10, I'm extremely motivated.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
What were the selections again?
Very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
I'll just say satisfied.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes.
Would that be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no idea or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? First person, Donald Trump, from 0 to 100. How would you?
How would I rate him? How do I feel about him?
Your feelings towards.
So from 1 to 100?
Yes. Yes, no.
And one is what?
0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 100.
Okay, 0 is my number then, 0.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
100.
Okay. Next person, the Democratic Party.
I'll say 100.
Okay. Tammy Baldwin.
Probably 80.
Okay. The Republican Party.
0.
Okay. Okay. J.D. Vance.
Zero.
Okay. Joe Biden.
100.
Okay. And Project 2025.
Zero.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. I know it's still a long ways off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Green Party Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing, reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 to 10. First statement, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and cannot do. As president, we will fight to pass a bill that would reverse the overturn of Roe v. Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay.
Oops, sorry.
Next statement. Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses. Kamala believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. From 0 to 10.
That was a lot. I'm going to say 5. It didn't matter to me.
Okay. Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate prices gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help get that ahead. From 0 to 1 to 10, how would you turn?
10. I didn't really get that question, but
okay. Not a problem. I could read it back to you. I know it's a lot, and we want you to understand it, okay? So Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs on making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help working people get ahead. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump. For whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Okay. Once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year.
10.
And 10 means you're extremely.
10.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10. First statement, Trump and Republicans are trying to weaken our Social Security net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off quote, entitlement programs, unquote, ignoring that they spent a life earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and our parents and grandparents. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. We need a gun reform now to make our community safer, but Trump's policies would make things worse. Trump is aligned with the NRA and the gun lobby and has promised to not only block any meaningful gun reform like banning assault weapons, but will make it easier to purchase high-powered guns without background checks or a permit. If we want to make our community safer and protect our young people, we must vote to stop them from flooding our streets with guns. From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. All women, but black women in particular, have fought long and very hard for the right to control their own bodies in this country. Donald Trump is a threat to that fundamental right. Trump bragged about getting Roe v. Wade overturned and taking away women's reproductive rights, and he would sign a national bill to ban abortion, and he's appointed judges who are trying to ban contraceptives like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an assault on the people's right to make choices for themselves. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Donald Trump promised big oil executives billions of dollars worth of tax cuts and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange for $1 billion towards his campaign, leaving ordinary Americans vulnerable to corporate price gouging and stalling actions to address climate change. From 0 to 10.
I like those 4.
10.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
You said who?
It's over the course of a survey, if the presidential elections were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump,
oh,
whom would you vote?
Harris.
Okay. All right. A few more questions and we're done, okay? Once
I hope
again,
so.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
10.
10, okay.
Where at now?
Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Okay. Okay. We have first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
Bachelor's.
Okay.
College degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a
married
partner? Okay. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age of young or younger living in the household?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Your participation is very much appreciated. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.